If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
Ever notice when there's every reason something should work out, yet it doesn't? There's actually a very good explanation for that, if you know where to look. Hello, I'm Ernest. Welcome. One of the very most important things to discover is not the thing you're looking for in and of itself, but recognizing exactly what you were using to find it. If, for example, you were looking for a particular object in an unfamiliar pitch black room, it's very unlikely you would find it easily, if you found it at all. But most people wouldn't do that. They wouldn't go into a pitch black unfamiliar room and go bumming and stumbling around, crashing into things. They would simply turn on the light switch to easily find what they're looking for. But the part of that scenario that is often overlooked is that it also wouldn't matter if you turned on the light switch if you had no vision. This is a situation many of us find ourselves in all the time. It may be a job interview, a meeting with a new potential client, or perhaps even that first time date, that you may have that feeling of stumbling around in a completely dark room. Now, if we assume you do have vision, no problem. You simply turn on the light. But now imagine this. The very moment you turn on the light, you completely forget about what it was you originally were searching for. Because right in front of you is the most terrifying creature you have ever seen in your life. That is where the real trouble begins. What I just described to you is a situation that most of us encounter all the time. It's simply a matter of to what degree. Think back to a time when you met someone for the first time in your life. Now, for the sake of simplicity, I'm just going to keep it to your extended social network. Say, like your boss, for example. When people meet in this situation, even the most kind-hearted person might admit to feeling uneasy. Like, generally speaking, if they had a choice, they really wouldn't want to be around that person at all. And if you ask them specifically why they felt that way, they most often respond that they just don't know. It's just something they feel. Something about that person they just don't like. And bear in mind, this is coming from a person who has never met that other person before in their lives. They know absolutely nothing about them. So, therefore, there shouldn't be any judgment. But there is. So, if you have experienced this yourself, and I believe practically every one of us have at one time or another, and naturally, you're wondering what it is. And naturally, I'm going to tell you. It's a built-in warning system, and its sole purpose is to protect you. It's your essence compatibility, and it's very accurate. So this is the reason why not only do you get a distinctive set of negative feelings that you do when you meet certain people, but it's also the reason why certain things don't work out in your life, because that's the way essence compatibility works. And also the reason why you didn't get that job, hit it off well with the new client, and your first time date walked out on you. But the great aspect of essence compatibility is that it's what you might call a one-way positivity street. People that are functioning in low negative energy do not have the essence compatibility mechanism, just like a blind man doesn't have vision. This can work extremely well for you once you become familiar with how essence compatibility works. The very moment you meet someone you're unfamiliar with, after only a moment, you should have a feeling from them. There is a third type of energy person that is actually a far greater threat, but I'm not going to go into them right now. Generally, either good or bad, it's on a spectrum. Whether it be positive or negative energies, they can be very mild to absolute extreme. Also, there can be other factors that determine how much of that energy you detect. But for the time being, let's just talk about the detection and what it really means. Remember I mentioned earlier about being in that pitch black room, turning the lights on and seeing the most terrifying creature you've ever seen in your life? Well, fortunately, that doesn't happen that often. I'm talking about an extreme, but it does happen. Let me give you a visual in your mind's eye that should make this really clear. Bear in mind, what I'm saying is absolutely true. It's just that most people don't have the courage to go down this rabbit hole. I hope you will. So the first thing to understand is that what is taking place here has virtually nothing to do with external appearance. Matter of fact, the mechanism of essence compatibility is pretty much automatic. You can learn to increase its power and sensitivity, but I'm just going to talk about a common scenario for right now. Please bear in mind, I'm talking about this effect in the broadest general terms, as simple as possible, just to illustrate what's going on. A smart, good-natured woman about to be interviewed for a given position. A middle-aged, reasonably attractive man smiles, extends his hand to shake hers. When this happens, she is filled with tremendous fear. She has an inexplicable, overwhelming urge to instantly run away. But she immediately represses the desire because she thinks she's just going a bit crazy. She's thinking it's just super high anxiety. She smiles and goes through the motions and completes the interview. What she doesn't know is that despite his appearance and pleasant disposition, the man who interviewed her is a psychopathic murderer. He has strangled several women to death in the last month, and the very moment he laid eyes on her, he had fantasies of doing the very same thing to her. This would be an incredibly terrifying monster in the dark room I spoke of earlier. Now let's have a second scenario almost identical to the first with a few differences. The same woman is being interviewed for the same position. Everything is pretty much the same as before. But in this case, it's a woman that steps forward and extends her hand to shake before starting the interview. And this time, the woman being interviewed has an uncomfortable feeling about the woman who is going to interview her. It's not horrible, but it doesn't seem quite right either. Regardless, it's nothing in comparison to the feeling she experienced the first time with the man. What the woman being interviewed this time doesn't know is that the woman interviewing her hates blondes, And the woman being interviewed is blonde. And the woman even made up a critical observation. She thought, oh, another dumb blonde. And this one has a big nose. Now, if this woman was in a dark room and flipped on the switch, what do you think she'd see? A big, fat, screeching rat. Now, that might be just a bit startling, maybe just a little scary, but certainly not terrifying. Are you getting what I'm trying to illustrate? And this all happens not in seconds, but in milliseconds. I really hope you found this helpful and interesting. And if you want to know more or have any questions at all, you can reach out to me via my website link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.